largest kosher meat processing plant, as Mark Mayfield reports.
The president on Wednesday commuted the sentence of Shalom Rubashkin. He was sentenced to 27 years in federal prison in 2009 for a series of financial crimes, including bank fraud and money laundering. The father of 10 has already served 8 years of his sentence. Trump's first commutation as president had wide bipartisan support because of the length of the sentence.
Some businesses already offering bonuses and raises after Republicans passed the big tax cut bill. AT&T the first to announce. In fact, its statement was released while President Trump was still meeting with Republicans at the White House yesterday.
AT&T plans to increase U.S. capital spending $1 billion and provide $1,000 special bonus to more than 200,000 U.S. employees.
In the hours that followed, similar announcements came from Comcast, Wells Fargo, and several other companies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Two former Fox News employees now suing Fox News and its former star Bill O'Reilly for publicly trashing them and casting them as liars. The New York Daily News reporting lawyers for Rebecca Gomez-Diamond and Andrea Macris have joined a defamation lawsuit that former news producer Rachel Whitley Bernstein already filed earlier this month. The women say both Fox News and O'Reilly have tried to paint them as opportunists just seeking a payday from a celebrity. A North New Jersey firefighter who's made a career out of saving others is hoping someone will now save him. Sarah Lee Kessler with his story.
The clock is ticking, and it's going pretty fast.
Tim Zyla has polycystic kidney disease, a genetic disorder that's destroying his kidneys.
If you have back pain, you have tiredness.
Zyla, a former Fairfield fire chief who now works for the West Caldwell Fire Department, desperately needs a new kidney. His wife, Anne Marie, is a perfect match, but was ruled out following a freak accident. And now Zyla is depending on the kindness of strangers, someone willing to donate a kidney to save his life so he can be around for his three kids.
I'd like to walk him down the aisle.
And winter officially getting started, the winter solstice, meaning here in the Northern Hemisphere, it will be the shortest day of the year when it comes to daylight. The exact moment of the solstice comes this morning at 11:28 Eastern Time, marking the exact time that the Northern Hemisphere will be farthest away from the sun. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is more than 37 degrees in Flemington. And the forecast for today is sunny with a high of 41. Friday is mostly cloudy with a high of 46. Saturday, rain likely with a high of 52. And Sunday, a slight chance of rain in the morning, then partly sunny. And Jim, would you like to comment?
About what?
Sunday night into Monday.
Oh, Christmas Eve? Oh, my annual. So what was the weather for Christmas Eve? I wasn't listening.
50%. Shocking. It's chance of rain, then partly sunny. And then Sunday night, there's a chance.
Oh, there's a chance of rain?
Precipitation in the morning. Sunday night, there's a chance of rain and snow between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m.
On Christmas Eve?
Oh, my goodness. Where has he been for
listening?
No kidding. He's a man. Get used to it.
Well, then what do we need? It might snow on Christmas Eve. Is that what you're telling me?
But it's the European model is saying this. There's two other models saying it won't, so I want to know your opinion. I kind of thought you might have heard a forecast before this.
I have not. Kara, have you heard a forecast?
I have the one on my phone. That's it, though. It's not really trustworthy.
Okay, we'll get into this deeper. But we talk about this every year, how if you wish hard enough, it can snow. And it actually did happen one year when the snow was not in the forecast. Isn't that correct, Jennifer, or am I lying?
No, you are not wrong.
Am I telling tales out of school?
You're not going to tell your daughter. Kara Thatch is here for those people who are.
Yeah, by the way, this is an informal introduction. Carolina Thatch, my daughter, is joining Jennifer and I. This is like supposed to be after the intro.
I know,
I didn't expect a little banter before. We haven't even started the show yet.
Anyway, so one Christmas Eve, he's always swearing it's going to snow. And this year there was no snow in the forecast. So I go to church, I go home, eat my dinner. We're sitting around just, I don't know, drinking something probably. And I look outside and it's snowing like there's no tomorrow. And I cursed your father so much.
So there's that book, The Secret, where they say you can attract anything to happen. Have you ever read that book, Kara? Heard of the book, The Secret?
Yeah, we used to have the audio book.
We listened to it on the way to Vermont that time, and it worked, remember? That's a story for another day. Okay, why don't we finish this weather report?
Okay, so that's the end of the weather report. I was trying to get your input on it. So we will play the weather sponsor, and then we will be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Silver bells.
The corner Santa Claus.
Silver bells.
Keeps busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
It fills the winter air.
Hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. People passing, children laughing, meeting smile after smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day. Good morning and welcome to the Library Show.
Thank you.
Starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and Carolina Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in festive Flemington, New Jersey. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a host of programs, services, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, it's our annual Christmas extravaganza. Jennifer will do a special reading. We'll have Christmas trivia. Carolina Thatch is in the studio as a special holiday guest. Jennifer has some Christmas music as well. We'll kick it off with Vince Guaraldi's Charlie Brown Christmas. We have a Christmas concert at the library today. Fred Miller. We'll tell you all about that. I'm completely unprepared because I've been off all week.
You don't even know what the weather is.
So we're going to give it a try. We've been very busy. So welcome to the Library Show. Welcome, Carolina.
Thank you.
For anyone who has never listened to this radio show, Carolina is my daughter. She had a pretty big year this year. She graduated from college. And what have you been doing since you've graduated from Kutztown University?
I've been working an internship for 12 Up Sports in New York. Kind of faking it until I make it there because I don't know a lot about sports. That's about it.
Oh, how can you not know a lot about sports?
I just don't. I like watching sports, but I can't keep up with it. Like, I'll watch it if it's on.
He doesn't like quiz you at dinner?
No. So, not about sports. About every other thing. But.
And you also, what was the other big thing you've done since you've graduated?
I was artist in residence for Kutztown University for one semester for the photography.
And what does that entail?
I helped teach a little bit. I pretty much just hung out in the studio 6 hours a week, and they pretty much bankroll you to make your own work, and you get an exhibition at the end of the semester.
And your plans for the new year?
I'd like to go to
So she's starting to apply to grad school. So our library show will be starting a GoFundMe page.
Where'd you like to go?
My top choice right now is Vermont. Vermont College of Fine Arts is in Montpelier. That would be my top choice.
Jim knows an interesting fact about Montpelier.
Oh, it's the biggest city without a McDonald's or something?
The smallest state capital?
No, it's the only state capital that begins with the first four letters as the last four letters of
the state. We saw that on Jeopardy eventually, yes. Montpelier. But it's also something with no McDonald's. It's the only capital without a McDonald's, and it's also the smallest state capital. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, I mentioned today Fred Miller, singer, pianist, narrator. Fred Miller will be stopping by the Hunterdon County Library for his annual American Christmas show. It's a mammoth sing-along. He'll be handing out lyric sheets for everyone in the crowd. We have some sweet treats for everyone who shows up. It starts at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. If you're in the area, feel free to stop by. Carolina and I will be there. Jennifer may be there.
Jennifer's off? I'm going to North County.
Oh, okay, see?
And I have that other thing I talked to you about.
A long overdue trip to North County Branch Library? Okay, so that's Fred Miller, an American Christmas today at the Hunterdon County Library. At 2 p.m. What have I missed, Jennifer? I've been off all week. What have I missed this week at the Hunterdon County Library?
I don't think it's been pretty quiet. And we had a retirement party yesterday for Leslie and Daphne, who will be leaving us at the end of next week.
I didn't even realize the other woman was leaving.
Yes.
How long? So Leslie's been working there for 32 years.
32 years, yeah.
One of the few people that have been at the Hunterdon County Library longer than I have. So how did the party go?
It went very well.
Good.
It was nice.
She got a gift, I'm assuming?
Yes, yes, there was something.
I hope so, because I chipped in for a gift.
Yes.
Very nice. And there was food that people brought?
A lot of
people
brought food, yes.
Good. Was she surprised? Or?
No, we had to, I guess, tell her to make sure.
Because Leslie Karras, usually the person who organizes these parties for everyone else, and then she's leaving now, so.
Do you do it as a surprise party?
Well, last time the retiree planned her own party. Can't you hear her?
Yeah, she's good. Okay. Just move a little closer.
Yeah. But we kind of have to tell them. Okay. Also to ask, like, what kind of favorite food you have. You sure you're going to be here? Please be here.
So Leslie Stinson, thank you for 30-plus years of service to Hunterdon County.
Yes. I will be sending out an email next week thanking each of them individually.
And how long has Daphne worked at the Hunterdon County Library?
I kind of think over 10 years. I'm not quite sure. She works nights and Sundays, so I don't always see her.
All right, enough about libraries. Let's talk about Christmas.
All right, well, do you want to go to the first?
Let's go to the first commercial break. I have today in history.
Okay.
And then we'll go right into Christmas folklore and facts and fun and I don't know what else. Merry Christmas.
It's all you, Jim. I'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the library show. No music this time, Jennifer?
I'd have to turn up the CD.
Okay, I mean the Today in History music. Even though I've been off all week. And Jennifer rarely prepares for the radio show. I prepared a little bit. So every week at this time, Kara probably does know that we do Today in History. I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which is December 21st. So events that happened on December 21st in years past. And I'll also, are you raising your hand? Yes?
I just have a question. Is either of you like really into astrology or anything? Because I heard that Saturn was behind the moon today or something.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And everybody was saying it's like going to be a disaster today.
Oh, jeez.
I meant to look it up.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you for grinding the show to a halt.
Well, I noticed it because today is a palindrome, 1221.
Okay, so that means something weird's going to
happen? No, and that just reminded me, never mind.
I think it's happening. Okay, I'll also ask Jennifer and Kara, I'll give them names of people who were born on December 21st and two people who have died on December 21st and see if they know who they are just by name recognition. Here we go. Let's go back to 1620, Jennifer. Big day in American history, 1620. What happened on this date? It's going to be very vague to start. 1620, very young country. Plymouth Rock is correct.
Oh.
The Mayflower Pilgrims land on Plymouth Rock on December 21st, 1620. So I guess the first Thanksgiving wasn't until the next year.
Sure, it wasn't even the next year. That like growth.
The timeline doesn't seem to be adding up to me. Okay, Jennifer and Kara, 1913. What is first published in the New York World by Arthur Wynne? What is you know this? You do know this.
I think so.
Then why are you smiling?
I think I know what it is.
I bet you answer it then.
Well, because I want to give Kara a chance.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay.
What is first published in the newspaper, the New York World? Actually, Kara, this is a new mania of yours. What have you been doing? What have you been doing lately that you haven't? You just learned to start doing. That might be in a newspaper.
Oh, then it's not one.
You do them on Mondays usually.
Oh, the crossword.
Is that what you were going to say, Jennifer?
Yes.
The crossword puzzle first was introduced in 1913 in the newspaper.
It's a mania.
Kara is learning, so she's cutting her teeth on Monday puzzles, and then she's going to move on to Tuesday.
I tried. I got the app on my phone.
1937.
Yeah, can I just interrupt real quick? Sunday puzzles are pretty, they're typically easy.
Oh, okay.
They're just big.
They're not easy.
But they're not as hard as you, they're not nearly as hard as Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
1937, what movie premieres at the Carthay Circle Theater? Huge movie, big event in movie history.
Is it a Christmas movie? No, it's just a movie.
It's not a Christmas movie, no, but it's was a landmark movie in the history of Hollywood. 1937.
She said it.
What'd she say? I can't hear you.
Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind is incorrect.
Oh.
It was the first animated feature.
Steamboat Willie?
By Walt Disney. No. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves premiered on this date in 1937.
And we have a gingerbread house featuring Snow White and the Seven
Dwarves. We do. That won Best in Show at the Hunterdon County Library Gingerbread Competition. Still on display through the end of the year, so stop by.
And actually,
if you have time. But don't stop by on Christmas Day or New Year's Day because we'll be closed.
On Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
and Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
And we did get one compliment that the gingerbread house setup was nicer than the one up in Morristown at the Arboretum.
Really? Well, kudos to me on that.
Yes. Oh, because I think up there it's just row after row after row and kind of a big gymnasium.
So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs was a watershed moment in movie history. No one had ever made an animated full-length feature before. Walt Disney took a chance, did it, and now Walt Disney Company is probably the biggest company on the face of the earth. And you can thank Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Amazon and Apple might disagree with you.
It's one of them. They just bought, what did they just buy? Star Wars and everything else?
Yeah.
I think you want their stock, Jennifer. If you bought their stock in 1987, you'd be rich right now. But let's not go into this. This is the financial part of our program. 1967, Jennifer. Louis Washkansky, the first person to have a heart transplant, dies. My question is, how long did he live after having the heart transplant?
I don't think it was very long. 3 days comes to mind.
3 days?
30 years.
It's somewhere in between those, and Jennifer's a lot closer.
Pessimist,
18
optimist.
Days. 18 days.
Darn.
Okay, and this is in the news now, but what happened to the city of Bethlehem in 1995? Bethlehem, and I believe it just got reversed like a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Bethlehem passed from Israeli to Palestinian control on that date. But didn't Trump just reverse it? Now he recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel?
I didn't know it had something to do with Bethlehem.
Do you guys read a newspaper? Except to do the crossword puzzles.
And read the weather forecasts.
There's more than just crossword puzzles in the newspaper.
There's weather forecasts.
Nobody reads the newspaper.
Okay, people born on this date. In 1795, Jack Russell was born.
Terrier.
No one? Take a wild stab.
This guy the terrier's named after.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
A terrier.
Correct. He was a dog breeder, the Jack Russell Terrier is named after him. Don't doubt yourself. 1892, Walter Hagen. This is going to be tough for you. Jennifer does not allow sports people usually.
Tennis.
Incorrect. Walter Hagen was a famous golfer. Famous for being in Bobby Jones's era. If you watch, you've watched The Legend of Bagger Vance, right?
Yep.
Walter Hagen was one of the three golfers in that tournament. Bobby Jones, Randolph Juna, and Walter Hagen. See, now you know. Why are you smiling? 1926, Joe Paterno was born.
Oh, that's another sports person, right?
Yep.
Baseball? Mm-hmm. Football.
He's notorious now. Joe Paterno was the head coach of Penn State.
Oh, I don't get to answer.
Oh, you would give me the knowing look. Okay, tell me more about him, Jennifer. Why is he notorious?
He was at the helm when the... whole sex abuse scandal.
Yes, Jerry Sandusky, the defensive coordinator, accused or jailed for that.
Joe
Paterno pretty much turned a blind eye to it. And
he still have an ice cream named after him at Penn State.
Do
I'm
they?
Sure.
They probably do.
Paterno Peach.
And I think he felt terribly bad about it, but it was in hindsight. They stripped him of all his national titles. And sad story. All around, Jennifer. 1937, Jane Fonda. Karen
or
Jane Fonda?
Jane.
Yeah,
an actress, right?
She's an actress. I need at least one movie she was in.
Yeah, I know you know.
Jennifer?
Oh my gosh, we were just talking about her last night.
Can't name one movie Jane Fonda was in?
Is she in Darling Clementine?
That's her father, Henry Fonda. She's Henry Fonda's daughter, by the way. Do you know who Henry Fonda is?
She started the aerobic
Jane Fonda's
career.
Father.
She's been in a million things.
I know
her from the song "Baby Got Back" by Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Why?
She's
what are they?
Mentioned.
Jane Fonda was
Fonda
mentioned.
Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. And then it gets them.
Interesting. I don't know. We might have just been bleeped out by the FCC.
Barefoot in the park. Oh, my gosh.
She Googled it.
Lots of things. on Golden Pond.
Yeah.
She was famous. Hanoi Jane. She was a famous member of that whole controversy with the Vietnam War.
She was in Kapalu.
Okay. Well, thank you. Carol's going to be all over this next one. 1946, Carl Wilson was born. Who's Carl Wilson, Kara?
Beach Boys.
Carl Wilson was one of the Wilson brothers from the Beach Boys. Can you tell me anything else?
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
He wasn't the Manson family one. He was Brian Wilson's brother. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Which line did he sing God Only Knows?
That is correct. Lead singer on God Only Knows, one of the top songs, and he died of cancer, unfortunately, a few years back. 1948, this is for Jennifer Dave Kingman.
He was a Met.
Jennifer's a big Mets fan. Mets a home run hitter and also struck out a bunch. 1954, Chris Evert.
Time to buy online with free pickup in store at Macy's. Even with
he didn't strike out a bunch of people. He struck out.
No, he struck out personally. 1957, Ray Romano was the last person I have born on this date.
Plus get a seat pass for an extra 20% off your next in-store purchase at Macy's.
It's not one of his everyone loves vehicles.
Raymond.
Okay, very good. Parenthood.
Yep. He was just in The Big Sick. That was a good movie.
No, is it good? Is that your DVD alert? You always have a DVD alert.
Oh, yeah.
Do
no,
you suggest
really
the Big Sick? Everybody's
it's free playing. With Prime.
It is?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Mom
maybe I'll watch it. Everybody's telling me to watch the movie Wonder. Jennifer, have you ever heard of that?
I heard that's really good.
Jennifer, are you with us?
Yeah, but you know what? I was looking something up.
Yeah?
And then I'm hearing this weird music, and it's the website playing the music.
Over our...
Yes.
Uh-oh.
All right, we're going to plug along.
Like to ourselves?
Right. 1940, died on this date in 1940, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Author. My favorite author.
Name something he wrote besides The Great Gatsby.
The Side of Paradise.
Oh, good.
Tender as the Night. Benjamin Button.
You wrote Benjamin Button?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did not know that. 1945, George S. Patton.
Salute when you say that.
General? Yeah.
He's a general? Anything else?
He was a 5-star general.
That's all
he
I
was
got.
A four-star general.
George C. Scott played him in the movie.
Correct, but only a 4-star general. That's a big point. There were only 5 5-star generals.
That's
Patton was not one.
That's right. We played that last week.
Right. Okay, that
okay, wait. I want to interrupt right now. It is 11:28. It is now the official moment of the winter solstice.
Is that right?
It is.
So it's officially winter?
It is officially winter. The shortest day and longest night. Shortest daylight hours.
What time is sunset today?
That's what I was looking for when the music's the other
day. So welcome to the shortest day of the year.
At 9 hours and 26 minutes.
It's the day before my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Big plans tomorrow. Actually, we're having a big party at my house. Are you coming?
I wasn't invited.
Yes, you were.
I've invited you 8 times.
Yeah.
9 times now.
No, I never got... How did you invite
me? Okay, on the commercial break, we'll invite you for the 10th time.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, I was mentioning Patton and generals. Let's... Jennifer challenged me, Kara, and you just watched this movie with your grandmother yesterday.
Oh.
She wanted some trivia about the movie White Christmas. She says she knows it well.
All right, good. I'm fresh on that, too.
And you're fresh. So let's see how you do. I just had 5 questions. And then, Jennifer, we had... trivia at Lone Eagle last night, all Christmas. So I brought a lot of the questions
it was Monday.
For you. No, it was last night.
Danny K.
So you already got a question wrong. What night was trivia?
I wonder if I was sitting there all by myself.
Yeah, well, one of the questions last night was name the 4 stars. This is not one of my questions for you today.
I got 3 of them.
Can you name the 4 stars of White Christmas?
Danny K.
Mm-hmm.
Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Vera Lynn.
No, very close. I'll give it to you. Vera Ellen.
Ellen. Or Rosemary Clooney.
Very good. Okay, Jennifer, what was the name of Betty and Judy's brother?
Benny.
Benny's correct. The dog-faced boy.
Yeah, they're so mean to him.
What day and year is the first scene of the movie?
It's Christmas Eve, 1940.
They write it in big letters right in the beginning of the movie on the screen.
1944.
How many stars is General Waverly? That was my segue from Patton to General Waverly.
How about four?
General Waverly
three,
was
no, but he was really three
stars. He was a two-star general. They only show it. They never mention it, but when he's in the first scene, there's two stars right there. Maybe he was promoted after that, but at that point. Okay. Why was Betty and Judy, what did they do that they owed $200 to their landlord?
They burnt a hole in the rug.
Oh, very good. Would you have gotten that one, Jennifer? That was the tricky one. I thought it might trip Jennifer up a car. I just watched it yesterday. And can you give me General Waverly and or his granddaughter's first name?
Oh, I can picture her.
Is his name Jim? No.
No. Not far off.
But George?
No. General Tom Waverly and his granddaughter, Susan.
I would have said Marjorie.
Now, Marjorie got blown up with the septum at the end of Game of Thrones. You're thinking of something totally different, Jennifer.
Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I've handed out a Christmas wish. I've lent it to some people, and we're going to...
So Kara has seen the movie A Christmas Wish. It's, her brain hasn't gone off yet, but I'll just say one word, and you remember it. The squirrel.
Durante.
We're passing it around.
So what was your impression of that movie? That's one of Jennifer's favorite Christmas movies, Kara. So be kind.
It was cute. The little squirrel.
I didn't have any questions last night about Rupert, the amazing Christmas squirrel.
The acrobat family.
I can't quite give that a DVD alert, but maybe Jennifer would.
It's nice. It's kind of campy.
It's different. Like, I don't think Kara ever saw White Christmas all the way through until yesterday, and she had the perfect analysis of it. It's corny, but it's got a good ending, and it's just a good holiday movie.
And if you just think about the time it was made in.
Yeah. I like to watch people dance like that, too.
The only thing is, and I agree with Jim on this, shockingly, at the rehearsal.
And then a sign of Armageddon.
Yeah. I said Saturn and the Moon. That when they do the dress rehearsal, it's kind of stupid.
Yeah, it lasts a really long time.
Well, yeah, it was filler back then.
But it wasn't even good filler. All right, so what'd you do, Liz? Did you go to trivia night?
Kara was there. Yeah, okay. Why don't you explain? Lone Eagle, 150-plus people that love Christmas. Or how did I describe it? I said, if you love Christmas, you're going to do well. If you think Christmas is just a baby shower that's gotten way out of hand, you might struggle a little bit.
That's a good way to put it.
Half of our table didn't get that joke.
So actually, I know Christmas so well, I think these questions are all easy, and they ended up being probably...
So I can't answer.
A lot of them ended up being tougher. So, I mean, Carol struggled on some.
She can be my lifeline.
Yeah.
Yes. So she'll give you hints when... So we need to do any other business before we start hitting Christmas really hard here on the... annual library show Christmas extravaganza.
No, go ahead.
We might even get Jennifer to sing in the second half.
Let's not get crazy.
Christmas spirit is welling up in her as we speak.
She's crying.
Something is welling up in
her. So do you have any other library notes or news before we go on?
Nope.
Any other programs we got coming up before the end of the year? We mentioned when we are closed.
Tonight there's the centerpiece making at North County. I don't know if there's still room.
There might not be room, but
I never
turn people away at the library.
Yeah, but if they don't have enough materials, they will. I know what there is, though.
Better be Christmassy.
It's Snow Better Time to Read. The Adult Winter Reading Club starts tonight.
Snow Better Time to Read. Snow Better Time to Turn My Headphones Off.
Snowed under, feeling the chill, you're invited to warm up between the covers of a good book and join us as we play Snow Bingo and read our way through the winter. So check out the library's webpage, hclibrary.us, for all the details.
Snow Bingo.
What
is that?
You read a book, like, in a different...
You could join the Winter Reading Club, and they give you a bingo card. And if you read a book that has, I don't know, there's little, and you got to fill in the card, a book that has a dog as the hero, or I don't know, I made that up.
But, like, I don't think there's no prize.
Is there a book that has a dog as a hero?
Winn-Dixie.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. If you read Winn-Dixie, that would be a little spot for you.
You know, you've heard of that little book, Lassie?
Oh, and Lassie. See, there's several. That could be a trivia category. Okay, Jennifer, a lot of these are general questions. I'll just hit the ones that I think are in your alley. I know Jennifer Kerr is not a fan of the movie Elf. So we will drop all Elf questions.
Thank you.
We learned this year in 2017 that Jennifer's not a big comedy movie buff. She likes the serious movies.
Okay. Doesn't make me a bad person.
Like a Christmas Wish.
Doesn't make you a
Very
bad person.
Very serious.
Yes.
Yeah, except A Christmas Wish for some reason and broke through the armor and seems to be a favorite of
and
hers.
And Christmas in Connecticut.
Oh, my God. It's the Three's Company of Christmas movies.
I've never seen that. Oh, we have to watch
it. It's all it is one misunderstanding after the
mom
other.
Mom hates it.
But
it, my mom
as opposed it. To Three's Company, where the show ends in a half hour, this goes on interminably for almost 2 hours.
I want to see the remake now. I think Arnold Schwarzenegger directed the remake.
Oh, boy.
He of what?
I think it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Which movie?
Of Christmas in Connecticut.
Really?
It was remade around 91.
That could be a train wreck. Okay, Kara, make a note. Kara and I are big fans of the Hallmark movies.
Speaking of train wreck.
Yes,
wonderful
exactly.
ones. Have we seen any new winners this year?
There's the one where DJ from Full House plays identical twins.
She plays. She's
That's
so good,
one.
She plays two the same cat, like Parent Trap-ish.
Oh,
must see TV, Jennifer.
I think that's it, though. The one with the bench in the front yard.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's we saw that one all the way through. We got to finish that one. But, of course,
terrible.
The king of all Hallmark movies is yet to be seen. Moonlight and Mistletoe.
You have to wait for
DVD a alert on a movie that spent all its budget hiring Tom Arnold that had no money left over for anything else.
Was
wonderful.
Money well spent?
Not even Nutcrackers.
No, it was money misspent terribly. All the things how not to make a movie. If you're going into the movie business, you need like tips on what not to do. Just rent this one and take notes. Okay, Christmas trivia. What time? How long do we have till our commercial break?
8 minutes.
Oh, okay, we can get started here, Jennifer. I got lots.
Stop
okay, Jennifer. Let's start off with this. Within 5 feet, either way.
Five what?
Feet.
Oh.
That's a term of measurement that we use in this country?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. From 5 feet either way, how tall is the Christmas tree in Rockefeller Center? This year. This year's tree in Rockefeller Center.
85.
Close. It's 75 feet. In the song You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, the Grinch is described as being cuddly as a what?
Cactus.
Very good, Jennifer. Are you a Waltons fan?
I've seen... Oh, is this going to be the Waltons movie?
Yeah, so what movie inspired the series, The Waltons?
We have it in the closet. Homecoming or something?
The Homecoming is correct, Jennifer. Very good.
Oh, that's the question?
Yes.
Oh, good.
What is the actual name of the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
A Visit from St. Nicholas.
Very good. The song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas was written for what movie?
Meet Me in St. Louis.
See, you should have came last night, Jennifer. Don't say I didn't invite you.
I had another Christmas party to attend.
Oh, yeah? How did it go?
It was fun.
Where'd you go?
We went and had the first half of the Christmas party with the Oldsters. We're going back tomorrow for the rest of it.
Oh, yeah? Where?
In Bensal.
Jean was there?
Yes, she was.
Jean's like one of our listeners who doesn't like me because she thinks I'm mean to Jennifer.
Hi, Jean.
And she has a birthday like every 3 days or something. So she must be 311 by the time we say happy birthday to her.
She had a lot of parties this year. But actually, funny you should mention that, a slight aside. At the restaurant, they'll always say like, oh, you know, we have all guests. We have a special birthday in the house. Today is whoever's birthday. Happy birthday, whoever. Woohoo. And she complained about it because the other night it was like every 5 minutes. Well, as this one guy that we eat dinner with was leaving, they announced it was her birthday. And he leans around the corner and waves at her.
Okay, moving on. Enough about Jean. See how we just start talking about Jean all the time?
Don't be mean to Jean.
What Pennsylvania town is nicknamed Christmas City, USA?
Bethlehem.
Very good. How do you say Merry Christmas in Hawaiian?
Meli Kalikimaka.
Very good. What are the two gifts exchanged in the story, The Gift of the Magi?
An ivory comb and a watch fob.
We wrote Peace and Love on our
What did you write? No one at your table had read.
We actually talked about O. Henry.
No clue.
It's a so you should read it. It is a classic, the like classic Christmas story.
I knew the Disney one, the Mickey Mouse one. What do they do? He has like the harmonica.
Oh, so they gave away different things, but the original story, it's very...
And actually, here's another DVD alert, O. Henry's Full House. It's four or five vignettes, and The Gift of the Magi is one. The Last Leaf, The Ransom of Red Chief, the one about the bum, it's Christmas Eve, and he keeps trying to get arrested so he can spend the night in jail.
Oh, Bing Crosby did that in his Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote a song about it.
Oh, that's where that came from,
I guess,
huh? So
we know. We just thought he wrote a song about homelessness.
Yeah, so you should watch. You'd like it. A Henry's Full House. Okay.
So the Gift of the Magi Care. The gist of the story is that the woman has beautiful long hair. So they're poor. So the guy wants to get her combs for her hair, but he can't afford it. So he sells his watch. And then vice versa, the guy loves his watch. So she buys this beautiful fob. So she cuts her hair to pay for it. Lesson learned. Moving on, Jennifer, what is a shortened German word that means to clean, decorate, or adorn? It's also the another name for a miniature Christmas village or nativity scene.
Oh, crush.
It's putz. Putz. A lot of people did actually say that last night. And Jennifer, we'll get this one. What are the first three words of the novel A Christmas Carol? First three words. What does Dickens kick it off with, Jennifer? To hook you.
He goes into a big rant about it, though.
Carrie, any tips? did you get this correct?
I'm not good at hints. I did, but I wrote it out as four words. But I think Mr.
They gave it to you, yes. Marley was dead.
Dead.
One person wrote, Cratchit was dead.
Oh, and dear.
Did you actually see A Christmas Carol? Look at Jennifer, you're doing very well. I'm impressed. Should we go to our commercial break?
Are you at a stopping point?
I'm at a stopping point.
All right, well, we will go to our commercial break, and then you can come back and continue.
So what else?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to the Library Show. We're right in the middle of Christmas trivia with Jennifer Winberry and Carolina Thatch. Let's plow right ahead. All I want for Christmas, Jennifer, four, F-O-U-R. All these answers have four answers. You get, the more you get, the more points you get. The first one's about Elf, so I'm going to skip it.
Thanks.
Second one is, name the four characters' voices heard in the Chipmunks' Christmas song, Christmas Don't Be Late.
Alvin, Theodore, Simon.
Good.
And what's his name?
David Seville.
What's his name?
His own, their owner, their father. What relationship was David to the Chipmunks?
It was like the Powerpuff press agent or something.
Name four of the seven most popular fir tree varieties.
Douglas, Fraser.
Good.
Scotch pine. That's not a.
That's a pine, Jennifer. I think I was Douglas specific when I said
Fraser.
Fir.
I know we wrote blue spruce last night.
There's seven?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anymore.
Fraser, you got. Douglas, you got. Balsam.
Oh, yeah.
Grand, Noble, Canaan, and Concolor or White. Name the four things that pass on the news about the birth of Jesus in the carol, Do You Hear What I Hear?
A child is sleeping in the night. Is that what you mean?
But who's saying the words? Like, said something to something?
Oh, said the king.
That's one. You go in reverse order. That could be a little tougher.
Wind.
The night wind.
Night wind. The little lamb.
Correct.
Shepherd boy.
Correct. Very good. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to give you a song title.
Does it shock you that I went backwards?
It's not the way I would have gone, but...
Does it shock you that I
did? To each their own, Jennifer. Going to give you the song. Give me the last word of that song. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
History.
Wow, that was great. You didn't think about it. I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Dreams.
That's impressive. Silver Bells. We just
Here.
Sang it for you. What?
Here.
Silver Bells? No, Day. Very soon it will be Christmas Day. Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
King.
That's very good, Jennifer. We already asked the White Christmas question. Do you know the song, Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with it?
Mm-hmm.
Name four of the six lead vocalists on that song.
Work backward. Who sings last?
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
No.
No, because I'm going to get it mixed up with
the... With the other one, We Are the World, which a lot of teams did do, Jennifer. We're looking for Paul Young, Boy George.
You didn't even give her a chance.
That's all right.
George, Michael, we got it. It's radio. We got to move on here. Simon, Le Bon, Sting, and Bono.
I wouldn't have gotten any of them. I wouldn't have gotten any of
them. The three wise men, Jennifer, you might know this story, met a king, and the king told them to go to Bethlehem.
Right.
Name the king and the three wise men.
You only know the three wise men's name if you're Polish. That's a joke at our church. It's King Herod.
Your church sounds like a real cut-up.
You should come one sometime. Balthasar, Melchior, and they weren't kings. They were wise men. They were magi.
Three wise men and the king. What king?
Oh, the king was Herod.
Correct. Okay.
Herod, Balthasar, Melchior, and...
Melchior and Gaspar, the friendly ghost. Okay, this is the most. This is the hardest Frosted Snowman question there ever was. No, only three teams out of 21 got one of the four.
Okay.
Are you game?
I'm game.
Okay, Jennifer, in the animated classic Frosted the Snowman, before the children hit on the name Frosty, what other four names were suggested but not picked?
Snowball.
Incorrect.
Nope. That's all I got.
Harold, Bruce, Christopher Columbus, and Oatmeal. So obviously when Frosty was suggested, they went with it.
That was a good choice.
Christopher Columbus.
And you like Christmas Vacation, right, Jennifer?
I've seen it.
Gave me the first names of the four Griswolds.
Clark, Rusty.
Good.
What's the heck's the daughter's name? Oh my gosh.
Any hints, Karen?
It's like right there.
The last thing. Name was one of the stars, or the one of the names is the last name, one of the stars of White Christmas.
Ellen. Ellen's yes. The mother. The daughter.
Starts with A.
Was Audrey.
I was going to say, was the name of the plant in, wasn't it, in yeah. Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah, Audrey.
Okay, big screen Christmas, Jennifer. These are all Christmas movies. Let's see. There's some a lot of...
Is this still the four, or is this...
No, this is... We're back to one answer, Jennifer.
Okay.
A lot of these are comedies, unfortunately. Turbo Man. Do you know who Turbo Man is?
Nope.
Okay, that was a comedy called Jingle All the Way. A Christmas Story. Interested in a question about A Christmas Story?
I'll give it a shot.
Ralphie's Two Best Friends. What
nope.
was their name?
Nope.
Flick and Schwartz. The Polar Express? Don't have not seen it. Elf, of course. How about Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston in a remake of a movie you like? About an angel who comes and helps a man of the cloth?
Oh, Bells of St. Mary's.
No. I'm looking for The Preacher's Wife, a remake of The Bishop's Wife. Miracle on 34th Street. You'll get this one, Jennifer. A lot of people got this wrong. I don't know if Kara, she'll tell us if she got this right or wrong. What did little Susan Walker want from Santa?
People got that wrong? A house.
She wanted a house.
You got that right.
Kara got it right. I would think Kara.
Oh, I should have not said that until I found out if you got it.
Have you seen the Santa Claus?
No.
Okay.
See, I know Tim Allen is in it.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. What's the name of Cousin Eddie's dog?
I know.
Did you guys get
Jelly
this
of the Month
No,
Club.
We were Roy.
Snots. Remember, he goes, pretty name, Ed. It was kind of a memorable scene. Okay. Pretty sure you don't know Four Christmases. How about Home Alone? Okay. The character that was left home alone, his name.
I know it was Macaulay Culkin. Was, but I don't
yes,
know.
Kevin McAllister. Okay, one more, 10 more questions, and then we have the big one for you.
Okay.
We've got to make sure we have time for
we
your
time.
Recitation. Okay, which gospel does Linus quote in A Charlie Brown Christmas?
Matthew.
How did Kath Kara's team do on that?
I don't think we got it.
Luke.
Luke.
St. Nicholas' cheeks were described how in A Visit from St. Nicholas?
Cheeks like cherries.
Cheeks were like roses. His nose like a cherry.
Was
the first line of the book How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. In the song Winter Wonderland, what two things does the singer pretend the snowman is?
A preacher? No, Parson. Parson Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And a circus clown.
Very good. What is the first name of the little drummer boy? No one got this one.
We wrote Tom.
One team wrote Neil Peart, who's the drummer for Rush.
Ringo Starr.
Aaron.
Where do you hear these things?
From the show The Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah. What was yes. the longer donkey's name?
Nestor.
Of course. Oh, yeah. Roger Miller was the...
What was his sheep's name in The Little Drummer Boy? His little lamb?
Baba or something.
Yeah.
Joshua was the camel. But you don't know Aaron, so I couldn't go any deeper than that. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. There's a famous line from an editorial printed in what newspaper?
New York Sun.
You might have been the only person that got that correct. What city did Mary and Joseph live in before traveling to Bethlehem? Oh my gosh, your father.
I know.
Jesus of?
Nazareth.
What colors besides blue are mentioned in the song Blue Christmas?
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. White.
That's it. You got it. What is the name of the character that gives a nutcracker as a gift to Clara in The Nutcracker? What's the name of the person? Herr Drosselmeyer. Do you know the song There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays?
Mm-hmm.
They named two U.S. states in that song.
Tennessee and Pennsylvania.
Very good, Jennifer. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay, quickly, Jennifer. Do you know a lot about It's a Wonderful Life or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
More about Rudolph, probably.
Okay, Misfit Toys. 7 of them explain why they were on the island, not including the doll. Name 5 of those 7 that explain why they're misfits.
The Jack in the Box wasn't quite right.
It was a Charlie in the Box.
The train had square wheels.
Very good.
The fish couldn't swim.
Close. Something swam, but it usually does something else. The bird swims.
The bird swims.
Spotted elephant, which usually that's not too. I know. A water pistol that what?
Shot ink.
Shot jelly. A cowboy that does what? Doesn't ride a horse, he rides an
ostrich.
And a boat that what?
Sinks.
Correct. That's it. Very good. I think you would have done very well. I think you would have been an asset, Jennifer, to any team.
I probably would have.
But you had to go hang out with Jean.
I did.
Say happy birthday to her, by the way, for me.
So we're not going to be here next week.
No library show next week. The chamber offices are closed, so we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Hunterdon County Library. Kara, as well, what would you like to say? Anything to our listeners?
No.
Not even a Merry Christmas? Thank you for joining us today, Kara.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for singing to open the show.
Thank you for taking some of the pressure.
Hopefully your grandmother's listening and we'll get her
some tension.
We'll get her.
But she can do the art
review.
Crafts, if not.
Sure.
All right, so every Christmas I read the same thing.
Okay.
So introduce it, Jennifer. So this is a Christmas tradition here at the library show. Jennifer has a special recitation to get you in the holiday mood.
It is the last two paragraphs of A Christmas Carol. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Some people laughed to see the alteration in him, but he let them laugh and little heeded them. For he was wise enough to know that nothing ever happened on this globe for good, at which some people did not have their fill of laughter in the outset. And knowing that such as these would be blind anyway, he thought it quite as well that they should wrinkle up their eyes and grins, as have the malady in less attractive form. His own heart laughed, and that was quite enough for him. He had no further intercourse with spirits, but lived upon the total abstinence principle ever after. And it was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be said of him, of us, and of all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
We meet again. Adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Merry Christmas.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN General Assembly about to start debate on President Trump's recent decision concerning Jerusalem, recognizing it as Israel's capital. The body is meeting in an emergency session today, at which time a resolution will be voted on that would condemn the U.S. action. President Trump is threatening to nix U.S. funding to countries that vote against his decision.
Hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars, and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes.
Another North Korean soldier's defected headed to the south. Here's Bill Zimfer with details.
The latest defection occurred during a heavy fog along the demilitarized zone. Several North Korean border guards apparently searched for the soldier and did approach the border, which prompted a series of warning shots to be fired by South Korean troops. No gunfire was exchanged across the border.
And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Going in on group holiday gifts or planning the family ski trip sounds like a great idea, unless you're the one footing the bill. This year, don't let waiting for others to pay you back add to the stress of the holiday season. Consumers are increasingly turning to person-to-person payments to quickly pay each other through their mobile devices. According to a recent Bank of America report, 36% of adults currently use a P2P service, and millennials nearly double that rate at 62%. Earlier this year, Bank of America became one of the first banks to integrate the features of Zelle, a revolutionary new P2P service, into its mobile banking app, making it easier for customers to send, receive, and request money. Michelle Moore, head of digital banking, Bank of America.
With more than 2.5